Seattle voters, there's $1 million transportation levy. Make that multi-million-dollar transportation levy. Make that almost $1 billion transportation levy headed toward your ballot this fall. Now, the money would go to a range of projects from pothole repairs to protected bike lanes. And today, the city council is talking about who should pay for it. Mayor Murray has proposed homeowners and landlords should pay through a hike in the property taxes. But City Councilman Nick Licata told me a little bit earlier today that's not the right way to go.
The problem is, I believe, one, it may be too big and therefore it may fail, which would cut a quarter of our transportation budget. And we may not have another opportunity to bring it to the voters for at least 2 years because next year we have the housing levy and we do not want to have the housing levy compete against the transportation levy. So part of it is just the size is very large. It's in fact going to be over twice the hit that the Bridging the Gap was to the homeowners. The other is that the distribution of the responsibility for paying the revenue stream for this measure is going to fall solely on property owners. That's going to have a ripple effect for higher rents for folks as well as people on fixed income. I was suggesting that we shift part of that burden over to basically being collected through a commercial property, a commercial parking tax. And we know about at least half the people who are paying that commercial parking tax live outside the city, but they will be taking advantage, which is good, of our transportation improvements. So it would seem only fair that they should also contribute to that cost. And the other amount would be from an employee hourly tax, and that would come out to less than a penny an hour, which certainly, I believe, be a lot easier to sustain than a property tax.
Why do you think it's better to go after people who come here to park from outside the city, although some people in the city will get caught up in that tax also?
Certainly, some of them will. It's a question of, you know, we're a metropolitan area. We are the center of most of the economic activity in this region, and that if we continually go back to the people who live in the city, then we're making the city less and less affordable who live here, and we're seeing the trend, and we have been seeing the trend for the last 10 years, of basically people who are lower income or even middle income being forced out of the city. I don't think that's a good trend.
And why do you think the idea of going to businesses for taxing them based on the number of employees to pay for transportation is better than property taxes?
Because the contribution level that they're making is minuscule compared to the benefits they'll be receiving from the transportation levy.
Now, you started out by saying this is an awful lot of money and you're concerned that it might lose. Yes, we'd be asking for less if it went to, if we're not asking for it all from the property tax, but we're still asking for the same amount of money, right?
Well, it's not for the property tax, so that helps. I did some polling I've got a urban politics newsletter that goes out to 2,600 people. We did a really simple poll just to see what they thought, so it's not scientific across the board, but, you know, it's a large share of folks. We got a very large response back, about three times what you'd normally expect, and there appears to be greater support for a smaller levy, and also there was greater support for, in fact, above 50% for doing a commercial parking tax and an employee hours tax. And also establishing a transportation impact fee, which actually got the highest percentage. So I think people out there really understand that we want to share the burden for improving our transportation infrastructure rather than always going back to just relying on the property owners.
But how about the total bill? It's twice as much as the last transportation levy. How do you justify that to voters, no matter how it's paid for?
Well, unfortunately, we really need more federal and state support. So the only way you can justify it is that we definitely need those improvements. It will have a dramatic, contribution towards improving our quality of life and certainly reducing congestion in the city. And ultimately, it will have an economic benefit, allowing for greater opportunity for people to get to work on time, to have greater safety in our streets for bicyclists, greater safety for pedestrians getting to school or to bus stops or to the place of work. So it will actually have an economic benefit as well to the city.
Seattle City Councilman Nick Licata on the funding of a city transportation levy. It'll probably be on the ballot this fall. Right now, it's coming in at $930 million to pay for transportation changes. What's in the levy? That's still being tweaked. A lot of it's to roads, but there's going to be more discussion about putting more money in to make the pathways for children to school a lot safer.